All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now with a touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea. You want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden back with another episode of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I really appreciate those who listen to this podcast and support me in doing it. I know it can be sporadic at times as far as scheduling. And, you know, like I've told you before, it's just I try to talk about our politics and our social issues, and so much of it is the same thing over and over again. I just I don't feel the need to repeat it, you know, but we got a big story right now, and I'm sure you've heard it. Michael Sam, defensive end from Missouri University, SEC Defensive Player of the Year, which if you know nothing about football, know that that is a major accomplishment. He's come out as gay. That's right. He's publicly said, you know, I know who I am. I'm a college graduate. I'm African-American, and I'm gay. I'm comfortable in my skin. And everyone's like, everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's losing their minds on it. So what the hell? Let me throw my opinion in. First of all, if you've seen me on stage in the past 6 months, you know I joke a lot about this. I joked about Brittany Griner coming out. I joked about Jason Collins coming out. I will joke about Michael Sam coming out. But you know what? I support these people. I support Michael Sam. And here's the thing. So what? He's gay. This is the NFL. All right? This is a league that has accused rapists, accused murderers. Assault is more or less routine. I mean, you have Dez Bryant, who was arrested for domestic violence against his mother. Against his mother. Against his mother. Not wife, because forget about wife beating in the league. That doesn't even make the press. But so how is there any moral judgment on him being gay? How is there any more? Ray Lewis, superstar in the league for 17 years, star and winner of two Super Bowls, arrested on murder charges, all right? And it was very vague. There's all kind of talk about he was covered with blood, blah, blah, blah. Listen, found not guilty or plead to a lesser charge of obstructing justice, but arrested for murder. Ben Roethlisberger, superstar quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, two off seasons in a row, accused of rape by women, random women, okay? Jameis Winston, the Heisman Trophy winner, freshman college quarterback, unbelievable football player, accused of rape. No problem. We had the league has no problem with this. There's no moral clause that's thrown out there. There's no media circuit, nothing. Gay? Don't know about that. Might ruin our league. Who are the cowards in this? The media, I don't even want to get into how ridiculous they are, because they're like, this is what they're saying. Teams won't want to draft Michael Sam because of the media circus that will follow Michael Sam, even though they're the media that are going to create the media circus that follows Michael Sam. How great would it be if they just reported, oh, this player's gay and he runs a 4.3 40 and he jumps this high at the NFL Combine and let's move on, and just didn't mention it, just didn't make a media circus of the fact that he's gay? Because the true cowards in this, the true lowlifes in this, are the NFL executives, the general managers, and whoever else. And I say whoever else because all of their opinions are being given anonymously, okay? And one general manager, anonymously. First of all, we don't think he's a very good player. The reality is he's an overrated player in our estimation. Defensive player of the year in the SEC, the toughest conference in college football, arguably the toughest conference in college football. And I'm reading from the paper right here. An SEC defensive player of the year hasn't been selected lower than the first round of the draft since 2006. Okay, not a very good player? Come on, you can do better than that. Oh, we don't want any. Here's another one. Another NFL player personnel assistant. You know, in the coming decade or two, it's going to be acceptable. At this point in time, it's still a man's man game. Really? I wonder if he'd stand face to face with Michael Sam, a defensive end in college, and say, you're not really a man's man. Are you man enough to do that? Stand next to an athlete who's, 6'5", 260, 270, who's fast and strong in the prime of life, and tell him, you're not a man's man. You're a fag. Try it. Try it, Mr. NFL player personnel assistant. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. We don't want to interrupt the harmony in the locker room. Really? Really? When you have the Miami Dolphins, Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin, Jonathan Martin literally had to leave the team because he thought he was being bullied. When you have Riley Cooper, a wide receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles, calling some guy nigger at a concert, and then he has to go to the Philadelphia Eagles locker room. I think there's a few black people in that locker room that might have had a little problem with Riley Cooper. No, there isn't perfect harmony in a locker room. Listen, Michael Sam, you're gay. You're trying to get into the NFL. I think to qualify for the league, you're going to have to maybe beat or physically abuse your male lover. Maybe that will get you in on the wife-beating clause, or perhaps rape a young fan. Maybe that with a young boy, and then, he's a rapist. He must be a man's man. He belongs in this league. NFL media, full of it. Just absolutely full of it. This man, not only did, you know why he deserves to play football? Because he's a great football player. You think there's going to be a problem in the locker room? For one thing, everyone said it. There have been gay men in the locker room just by numbers of the population, right? If 5% of the population is gay, that means 5% of that locker room, somebody in there was. And you know something? Somehow, Michael Sam has managed to get through high school football and college football without blowing anybody in a locker room. Yeah. Never reached over and grabbed another man's package. He somehow resisted the temptation, because you know how those gay guys are, all crazy sex addicts jumping all over every man they see. You know who should be ashamed? We should. Well, when I say we, I'm a football fan. The media, our society should be ashamed that this is the reaction to this. It should be, oh, he's gay? Really? What else can he do? Can he tackle quarterbacks? Because that's what we need, a guy who can play a great defense. Huh? How much did Denver need defense in the Super Bowl? Wonder if they had an amazing defensive end who could have put pressure on Seattle and stopped them from scoring 40-plus points. Wonder if they, hey, is he gay? Because we don't want to win with a gay guy. Unbelievable and sad. Just sad. And to the NFL executives who are not comfortable around gay, and don't blame the players, because the players have been coming out in support of this guy. Players have been saying things like, we don't care. If he helps us win, we'll take him on the team. We think he's courageous. The one thing Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin, the two guys in the bullying thing in Miami, agreed on is support of Michael Sam. His college team knew he was gay. None of them flipped out. No one quit the team. There were no petitions. There were no protests. Nobody tried to drag him to church to fix him. This is really unbelievable. And these cowards in the NFL front office really should be called out. How great would it be if the reporters didn't allow your comments to be anonymous, but they said, oh, so-and-so from such-and-such team said, huh? And the one who said he's not a manly man, how about you had to stand to his face and tell him he's not a man's man? You're not a man's man, you punk ass. Jesus, I'm sorry, but it just bothers the hell out of me. The hypocrisy of the media, the hypocrisy of the NFL and sports in general. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. A league full of criminals has a problem with a gay guy. And not every NFL player is a criminal, but they sure don't care if you are. They sure don't care if you are. How much trouble was Aaron Hernandez in before he was drafted? Beating up guys in college and this and that and the other. And I'm not picking on it. I'm not saying Aaron Hernandez is a bad guy or whatever. I'm saying the NFL is so hypocritical and so scared, a bunch of punk asses, if they're scared to allow a gay player to play. And I hope somebody, man, where you at, Rex Ryan? Where you at? Because Rex don't give a shit. Rex would relish the media coverage of a gay defensive end. Come on, Rex. Draft this kid. Make him a Jet. Make him a Jet, Rex. You don't care what the media has to say. Hell, it might be in the next thing tattooed on your wife's arm. Who knows? Rex, you the man. Hey, football, step it. Man up. Man up and allow this guy to play. Draft him. I'm not saying he's a first-round draft pick. They said he's somewhere between third and seventh round. Well, draft him. See if he can play. And if he can't play, cut him because he can't play. Don't cut him because he's gay. Huh. Yeah, this is February, Black History Month. Let's celebrate civil rights. Oh, boy. And on the subject of media circuses, let me just really quick. MSNBC, stop it with the Christie stories. All right, we get it. Chris Christie was dirty in the closing of the lanes going to the bridge. His people were involved. It doesn't have to be the lead story of every news show. MSNBC has a series of news shows with like Al Sharpton does one and Rachel Maddow does one and Lawrence somebody does one. And every one of them leads with the same story. Chris Christie. We got it. Listen, you're beginning to sound like Fox News. You really are. And you have to aim higher than that. Speaking of Fox News, I'm not sure, but I think it's Barack Obama's fault. What? Really doesn't matter. It's Obama's fault. Tune into Fox News for details. All right, let's move on. I like this topic of civil rights that aren't civil, of treating groups of people like they're not worthy of respect. So we have Michael Sam, the gay football player that the teams don't want a media circus that the media will create and blah. You heard my rant on that. Let's move on to immigrants. How do you feel about immigrants? Well, if you're a Republican, if you're John Boehner, I don't know how to make this. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, plain and simple. This is John Boehner's response or explanation for the Republican Congress not forming any immigration policy. He says that they won't form a policy because there's widespread doubt about whether the administration can be trusted to enforce our laws. So what he's saying is we don't want to come up with a policy because we don't think the administration's going to enforce the laws if we come up with a policy. So it's a preemptive, it's Obama's fault strike. Now, mind you, not based in any fact or reality, the truth is the Obama administration, responsible for a record number of deportations, Illegal entries along the southern border are at a 40-year low. Granted, part of that is because the economy is slow and there's not the work isn't there, the reason to sneak over. But still, it's at low. And when someone confronted him and they literally said, you know, when Obama talked about executive actions, they said, are you going to take executive actions to stop these deportations? And he said, no. So apparently the Obama administration will enforce the immigration laws, but the Republicans are like, no, we are not going to form a policy because you're not going to enforce the policy that we're not creating. Genius, I think. I don't know. And here's another thing, and I just learned something. You learn something new every day? I learned something. Maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. There is an insult of Italians, WOP, W-O-P. It's an insult term toward Italians, all right? And if you want to call in for me saying it, go ahead. I don't care. Tweet or do whatever you want to do. But anyway, I found out what that stands for. Without passport or without papers. You know what that means? That means when the Italians were coming over here, let's say in the early 1900s, there had to be enough of them that didn't have papers that they came up with a name for it. It couldn't have been just two or three, right? There had to be a volume large enough to come up with this name and for this name to be considered an insult. And now, what is it, two generations later? So if you're an Italian-American and you're talking about the undocumented Mexicans, you might not want to look too deep into your history and see if there were papers involved, because chances are there weren't. So the Mexicans, sorry, Mexicans, you're not the new at this. This was not a new idea. I know you were like, man, we the first ones to sneak in this country undocumented. No, you're not. There was another immigrant group, at least one, that had enough people without papers that they came up with a name for it. So nothing new. Sorry to disappoint you. Speaking of deportation, over 100,000 signatures to deport Justin Bieber. All right. To 100,000 idiots, get a life. Find something else to do. For one thing, the government's not going to deport Justin Bieber because Justin Bieber pays a lot of taxes, all right? So he's probably paying the taxes that, I don't know, provide your food stamps or whatever while you're laying around all day thinking of him getting deported. Sorry, cheap shot, but I had to take it. But here's the thing, and this is why I don't buy any Justin Bieber news, all right? Justin Bieber is 19. Think back to when you were 19. Think back to how little you knew about life, how irresponsible you were, how much you loved partying, blah, 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 blah. Now, add $100 million, all right? That add $100 million to a 19-year-old, and let's see what kind of behavior you get, all right? I know me, if I had $100 million at 19, look, I was just starting out on my budding addiction at 19. If I had $100 million, I probably wouldn't be here today. So, yeah, I give Justin Bieber a pass. Is he a jerk? A lot of times, yeah. He's a nice guy sometimes, too, but I don't know the kid at all. So I'm just, but you're 19, you have $100 million. You know what he needs? Probably just a good old-fashioned ass-whipping. That's all. Probably needs to step up to the wrong person, get his ass whipped, and he'd be, oh, I shouldn't do that anymore. And then he'll stop. I don't know. But 100,000 signatures to deport him. Somebody walked up to you with a petition to deport Justin Bieber, and you had time to think about and sign this petition. What does that say about you? What are you, an anonymous NFL executive? Jesus. Here's another the great move by the Republicans, and this one, I don't even know. I don't know if we give credit on this one. It's like it shows how pitiful the party is, but I got to give credit for creativity. The National Republican Congressional Committee bought up hundreds of URLs, in other words, internet addresses, ahead of the 2014 election cycle. You know, this year it's going to be a lot of congressional, and they're starting to create fake websites in support of Democratic candidates. Yeah, they've got 20 so far. They even Nancy Pelosi gets one, and just this is what they're doing. When you click on one of these fake websites, okay, let's say, for example, Ann Kirkpatrick, all right, she's running for Congress in Arizona. You know, Arizona is a really tough state, right? A lot of, you have Phoenix, Scottsdale area, which is progressive and left-wing, and then you have a lot of the state, which is right-wing and blah, blah, blah. So they created one of these fake websites, and if you click on this fake website, AnnKirkpatrick.com, to donate money to Ann Kirkpatrick, your money actually goes to the Republican Congressional Committee. So they say that they'll refund any money that was donated mistakenly, but they're doing this. Now, this is not a parody campaign. This isn't something done by The Onion. This is something done by the Republican Party. Here's the thing, Republicans, listen. If you, you're not selling ideas. You're not running on ideas. You're not running on merit of your accomplishments. You've actually sunk this low to the fake website routine, and this is what you're doing. This is all you guys got. Jeez, it's pitiful. Finally, is this finally? I think it's finally. I don't know. There's a bunch of other stuff we could talk about, but I say we like someone else is talking. I'm sorry, it's just me. But let's go to the excuse me, Michael Dunn case. And if you don't know, Michael Dunn is the latest, the next, the current stand your ground killer down in Florida. Michael Dunn shot a 17-year-old kid, Jordan Davis, because there was loud music coming out of Jordan Davis's car. The story basically is Jordan Davis and his boys were sitting in an SUV in a gas station. Music was pumping. We've all encountered this situation. Michael Dunn drove up, told him to turn the music down. They turned it down for a minute. Then Jordan Davis was sitting in the back seat, told his boy to turn the music back up. Then words were exchanged between Michael Dunn and Jordan Davis, and Michael Dunn pulled out his gun, stood his ground, unloaded a clip, and killed an unarmed 17-year-old black kid. I know this is Florida, so you're not that shocked to hear it, but the defense of Michael Dunn says the kid had a shotgun. They had a shotgun in the car. Now, the police didn't find a weapon, and the defense says, well, they didn't search well. Yeah, because the police wouldn't do a thorough search of young black kids when there was a shooting involved. You know, the police are generally known to just glance over at a car when there's a shooting involved. Michael Dunn has, you know, these letters have come out, wrote a letter to his grandmother. These are letters he wrote while in jail. I'm not really prejudiced against race, but I have no use for certain cultures. The gangster rap, get a talking thug culture is intolerable. Here's another one, wrote this to his daughter. Good parent here. He says, this may sound a bit radical, but if more people would arm themselves and kill these blank idiots when they're threatening you, eventually they may take the hint and change their behavior. That's right. If we just shoot these black kids for looking threatening, maybe they'll stop looking threatening. What are they doing by look threatening? Being young and black. It is a shame. It is truly a shame. This is 2014. All right. This is not 1964. This is not 1864. This is 2014, and black kids are being shot for loud music. It is a damn shame. At this point, it's Monday, February 10th. The prosecution is rested. The defense will start. Right now, I guess it seems more likely for this guy to go to jail than Zimmerman, but still, just the unbelievable. And George Zimmerman was going to have a boxing match with DMX for money, and thank God that went away. And anybody who, I mean, George Zimmerman, celebrity boxing, if you consider George Zimmerman a celebrity, there's something seriously wrong with you. I joke a lot about this stuff. There ain't no joke there, man. Stop shooting black kids, okay? I sort of call this one civil rights. No, civil wrongs. You know what a basic civil right is? You know the basic civil right is in the United States of America? Land of the free to grow up. Huh? There's something that kid will never get. Yeah. That kid doesn't get to grow up. So we're sorry, Jordan Davis, and we're sorry, Trevor Martin, but hopefully we learn something and we become better as a result. And I truly mean that. I sincerely hope we become better as a result. Florida, put the guns away. They're just kids. They're not going to hurt you. So Alonzo Bowden, this is Who's Paying Attention, March 7th and 8th. I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Hope you're there too, because Bananas is a really cool club. You guys are great. Listen, Michael Sam, support him 100%. Hope he gets drafted. And once again, Michael, ensure your draft status. Beat your lover. The NFL loves that. Talk to you later.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.